What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is so much fun. This hockey team is so much fun. New life for a new year. And it feels like the playoffs are very much on the table. Playoffs on the brain. This team's playing better now than at any point last season. And John, they've undone. They've dug themselves out of what was a catastrophic start. They fired the coach. And McClellan has come in. They're 7-1 since the change with 7 straight wins.
Yeah, and that one was, I mean, what was he on the job, 24 hours?
Yeah, and he said, I'm not making any changes. I'm just observing. I'm going to take notes.
Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how much he observed in one day.
Listen, he's a guy who's won a President's Trophy. He's coached as an assistant in Detroit before. He's coached a ton of hockey. He's experienced. And he came in and gave him a kick in the pants. And I think they wanted that, by the way. This team has responded with, yes, please, give us structure. Give us coaching. Get on us. Make some tweaks. And I guess our question to you guys today is, do you have playoffs on the brain?
Well, they could wake up. We could wake up Wednesday morning, and they could be in that final wild card spot. That's how close they are, or at least tied for that final wild card spot with a game in hand.
Have you bought all the way back in? I mean, you know where I'm at. I'm all the way bought in.
Oh, sure.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Well... Okay, I'll ask you a question in a minute. See how much you're actually, are you willing to put your money where your mouth is?
You're going to test me?
I'm going to test you.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm bought in. It's and I'm bought in for maybe different reasons, maybe some superficial reasons, other than the fact that we have a team that is just winning. We have a team that is now fun to watch. They're doing things that are just fun. They're skating better. They're putting the puck, you know, in the net, but they're at least putting shots on goal.
Yeah.
Like before, we had talked about 11 shots on goal and they win the game. Like it was a painful, boring watch. And now it's fun. They're skating with energy and it feels like there's purpose. And when we see periods, they're not going to be perfect. And I know... you know, in coming up in the overreactions, you have one that seems a little ridiculous. And I know it was just somewhat to create a conversation, but they will lose games.
Yeah.
They're not going to play from here to the end of the season undefeated hockey. But when they do have a period that is subpar, they fix it, they address it. And it doesn't mean they're going to win every game. I don't even know if they're going to be 500 by the end of the season, but at least they're addressing things that seem common to some of us that aren't, you know, hockey nerds, but they are addressing what needs to be addressed. And that's what McClellan has brought to this team, and accountability.
People want to know, when does the new coach bump end and when does the real hockey team cement themselves? Like, is this who they really are? I'm not going to put lipstick on a pig. But I also don't think they were as bad as they were back in November and December.
Yeah.
You know, there's this thought, it's Yzerman's rosters to blame and Lalonde. Well, I think Yzerman could have been more urgent in the offseason. I thought it was a flat summer. They were basically a playoff team last year. So if you have a flat summer,
you should be a playoff team.
Again, this season, and it felt like they underachieved at the end of last year. So if McClellan coached them a year ago, they may have been a playoff team. So even if they didn't get significantly better, even if there are still some roster limitations, I feel like he's going to get the most out of this group, and that means playoff hockey back in the Motor City.
So under Lalonde, they scored 88 goals in 34 games. Since then, they've scored 33 goals in 8 games. That includes McClellan's first game. They lost to the Maple Leafs 5-2. They were down 5-0. And I think, first off, I'm going to say something about the coach bump. You know what the coach bump does? The first thing about the coach bump is you're supposed to bet on the team that hires a coach for the very first game. And I think maybe McClellan, what he did in that first game was he sat back and watched what he had in front of him. You know, the goals, I brought them up. Under Lalonde this year, they averaged just under 2.6. It's like 2.59 something.
Yeah, bad.
Under McClellan so far, it's 4.1. They're averaging scoring more than a goal and a half per game. How did that change like it's, I think it's almost indicting of Yzerman of keeping Lalonde that long. It's like, what was it? Anything other than patience and respect?
Yeah. I mean,
because to see this vicious of a turn, that's, you know how much a goal and a half is in season? Sample size might be too small.
Well, that's the thing. We're eight games, but
games is starting to get.
And the offense is noticeable. That's the other thing. Use your eyes. You don't have to be a hockey savant to watch what's happening right now. They had six goals yesterday from six different players. John, that's what we were talking about last year, was how deep their scoring was. It wasn't like one guy had to be the engine of the team. And Larkin really did have it on his shoulders early in the year. And he's scoring, but it's not just him. It's Kane. It's DeBrincat. You know, it's also some of these defensemen. They lost Gostisbehere, right?
Yeah. Eric Gostisbehere.
I know. I still remember jumping up and saving the puck at the blue line. They lost Gostisbehere, right? And the idea was you're going to lose some puck-moving defensemen. They also lost Wallman. Well, recently we've seen Gustafsson activate the offense a little bit. And we've seen Albert Johansson, a rookie, activating some offense, scored his first career goal on Friday, assisted in a couple on Sunday. If you're getting a little more out of some guys that you weren't getting anything out of, you can replace Wallman and Gostisbehere, keep the scoring going, get this team back in the mix. They still don't have a solidified number one goalie. They still don't have a great up the middle, deep center group, but they've got enough scoring. They're lethal on the power play, and they're, are they at least a playoff team? Guys, realize what that says. That's 16th. Are they one of the 16 best hockey teams? No one's saying they're hoisting the Stanley Cup, but it's
top
clear
half.
They've saved their season.
Well, they're 15th in the East, though. So we have to applaud what they've done.
I'm not taking away from it at all.
They weren't the worst team in the league either. Second worst, like they were trending as.
Yeah.
I honestly, the night and day switch here, I think there's enough of a sample size. Like, I'm scratching my head. I don't know if I've seen something like this around here, whether, you know, I guess we have.
If Tigers you go back, baseball.
Yeah. Well, they're not doing some crazy pitching thing, you know? It just clicked. And it's also like the Lions in 2022, where all of a sudden it just clicked. Was it? And it was that simple of just changing the voice and the style you play. They look completely different. They look like they don't look at all like the team that they were.
But do they not look like the team that they looked like last year when they were a playoff team?
I think they look slightly better than last year's six-game win streak in February or whatever it was.
And now this is seven. They got San Jose on Tuesday. That's a very winnable game at home. That would be eight. I think the franchise record, and guys, I might be wrong on this. I thought I saw nine in a row is the franchise record. Like, they are tracking to do something very special right now. By the way, you were going to test me with something?
Yes. We all live by a certain set of rules in our daily lives, but also in our sports lives. And I have a question for you, because you're a Red Wings season ticket holder. You were, you know, pounding the drum of need to move on from Lalonde. And now that they are 2 points back of the cut line with so much hockey to play, seven games in a row. And let's face it, a home game against San Jose should be eight. When does the car flag fly? When do you dust off and bring it out of mothballs?
They're still in the car, by the way. They're not obviously on the car.
Oh, that's something that just stays in the car. It's part of, like, it's like the ice scraper leaves in the summer, but you put it back in the winter. These stay in year round?
They stay year round in the car.
So
for such an occasion.
When does the car flag fly?
I don't want to be a hypocrite, because I feel like they're better than last year and I feel like they're making the playoffs. It does feel a little early to be driving around town with car flags.
Seven in a row doesn't get your juices flowing enough to say, hey, I'm a Red Wings fan. Look at me.
You jumped on it last year, so you believe more last year than this year?
No, I guess I should be wearing them. I should be
rocking
them. How
about this, at least? If they don't lose before Saturday night.
He talks about his car.
They play Saturday night, by the way, so Saturday night won't count. If they don't lose before Saturday night, you're going to be down at Buffalo Wild Wings doing the pregame show with Rico on Friday or Saturday, starting at 5 o'clock.
For the Lions playoff game. Is it weird to drive them to a Lions playoff game wearing?
This is where you show it.
They say they chant Jared Goff at Wings games, at Pistons games. Why can't you have a car flag for your Detroit team going down to another Detroit sport?
If it makes you feel better, get a Lions one too. Have one on each side.
This car might fly away.
And then a CMU one too.
It's going to ruin his. Well, it's not miles per gallon. Is it miles per kilowatt? Gigawatt?
I don't know.
50,000 gigawatts?
What I was going to ask
you. What does an electric shovel do?
What I was going to ask you, we can get into that if you'd like. The next Red Wing game I'm going to is January 23rd.
Okay.
They're in the playoffs on January 23rd. Do I just rock them from there on out?
5 games between now and then.
There's a good road stretch coming up. Florida, Tampa, Dallas. Really good tests for this hockey team. If they can take care of business, hold their water on the road, come back home.
So beat San Jose and what? Split the difference 2-2 on the road in that road trip?
They're probably right where they need to be at that point.
You know what? The Tigers won 2 of 3 at Camden Yards. They swept the Royals in KC. Buy in. Didn't we learn something from the Tigers?
Buy in. Car flag season. Are you guys all in with this team? Are you all the way back?
You didn't answer the question. We'll get an answer when we come back.
Oh, you're going to press me on this. All right. It's 97.1.